Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
All right, Bob. It was supposed to be an epic pitching matchup yesterday, and Paul Skenes had a bad day. You know, it's that simple. And everybody has one of those. He's been amazing. He's been great. It's just unfortunate it happened on that particular day. The part I don't understand is why he was going to be limited going into the game. Did you read that whole thing?
I didn't understand that either, especially in this situation with Ms. Roski on the mound opposite him and those two guys. I would have thought...
Has anybody told the Pirates that Skenes won't be here for very long? So while they have him, they might as well use him?
Yeah. It's sort of like, you know, Jamie Dixon not using
Steven Adams,
who I thought should have played a lot, even though he was only a freshman.
I guess I just didn't get that, why he was going to be limited anyway.
I would have, to me, he's pitching a lot.
But as far as the game itself went, I keep it in the back of my mind when somebody is sort of scattered with their pitches like that. It's slightly worrisome because you never know what's going on. But I think it was just a bad day. He couldn't command anything. And
again,
everybody has one.
He gets zero runs of support while he was in there, too. I mean, so every little pitch matters. You got to be perfect. I'm sure he's used to doing that. But, man, if the Pirates, and I saw Zangrilli threw this out, which was a good stat, when they score 5 runs in the last 9 times they've done it, they've won every game. What about bailing him out once in a while?
They would have won last night, too.
Yeah, how about a 7-run output to help him out?
Exactly. How about one time helping him out? So, bottom line there is that's not a big story to me at all. It's just Skenes having an off day, which he had absolutely earned. The bigger story and the biggest story on this team right now, other than the trade deadline, is O'Neill Cruz. What has happened here? He's about to go below the Mendoza line. This dude is batting 148 this month with 3 extra base hits and 81 at-bats, 32 strikeouts. This looks like me playing golf, like he forgot how to swing, how to play. And you combine that with the hustling issues and Don Kelly demoting him in the lineup down to 5th. What do you make of it all, Bob?
Well, first of all, he wouldn't have played for me yesterday.
And me neither.
I realize that you're going against a really stud young pitcher and you want to get offense, and offense has been a problem. But I would have just made, you know, if you're going to do that, take him out of a game, then to me, the next thing is to sit him a game and just say, look, the message has to be delivered. If it's not, you're going to see more of this kind of, you know, these are adults here at some point. You know, I mean, everyone's making everybody sound like, well, you know, you have to go at it with kid gloves. You're a professional. You're being paid to be a professional. Professionals do the right things, which are hustle on every single play. That's the minimum you should expect. And if you don't get it, I thought it was interesting that Don Kelly did give him the benefit of the doubt in the game against Texas when he had the ball drop in front of him and then he had to go behind him and he never moved. He actually came back and said he did well after that. If you paid attention to, you know, he was hustling. Okay, good. But then it happened again, which means that whatever Donnie Kelly was trying to do that first time did not work. So then he had to pull him out of a game,
right.
And I would have gone one more step, and I would have not played him yesterday. It wouldn't have helped. They don't score anyway. So.
Well, what about Cruz in general? I mean, even now, to me, the far bigger story than his malfunctions in the outfield and on the bases as far as, you know, not hustling is just him as a ball player. It's just it hasn't happened yet. Now, he's still fairly young. He's 26. I think he's really only in his second full major league season, but it's getting worse and not better. The pitch recognition, the command of the strike zone, the swing and miss, it's starting to feel like, are these things that are just always going to be with him? Is he going to be batting in the 100s? It's one thing if Kyle Schwarber bats 196 with 38 homers, I'll live with it. This guy has one home run since May 28th, And he's down to, like I said, he's down to what, 205? His OPS is down to 715. It's certainly not a guy right now that I'd want to invest money in. Or, and maybe Limits will come in and turn this topic too, Bob, do you buy low? Do you buy low on O'Neill Cruz right now? Limits?
So you're saying deal him at the deadline?
No, I'm saying offer him his long-term contract now, so you're essentially paying for him when he's at his lowest point, instead of, oh yeah, now we're going to offer him a contract that he's in an MVP race or something. You know what I mean?
Joe, we're back on track. I 1,000% agree with you.
I didn't say I just posed the question.
I would do that, yeah. Yeah. I would at least, you know, offer him a Brian Reynolds contract right now.
Bob?
That's affordable.
No, Bob, is this the best time to offer him?
It may be, but I'm not doing it. Because I feel like if I reward him now, of course, he would turn it down, I'm sure. If you're coming,
would he?
Would he? How much money are we talking about?
How much money? What was the Reynolds deal?
8 and 107?
8 and 107.
You think they would make that kind of commitment right now to him? After everything?
Jeff Passan thinks he's a $200 million player.
Does he think that now? Because he's still struggling. I don't know how long it takes to find
that out. I don't know if he thinks
that,
but 8 at 107 is peanuts in Major League
Baseball.
Maybe so.
But also ask yourself what happened to Cabrian Hayes' once franchise-friendly number.
Well, I'm actually with you. I'm not offering O'Neill Cruz right now because I'm very concerned about the trajectory of this guy's career.
I am too, and that's why I would wait. I think you have to earn these things. He has the power. He has all the tools. The thing about it is he has the tools. It's about committing. It's about being in there and not just – you know, trying to hit the longest velo home run you could hit. I think that takes over in today's generation of players. That's why you see strikeouts and not putting the ball in play. Honestly, he could hit a home. If he would swing like he's just trying to make contact, he would get enough home runs based on his speed. He wouldn't have to overswing. And I think by overswinging, he puts himself in bad situations and strike zone counts.
I know. And last year, I thought he made some progress against lefties. Like, if you tell me you can slug 420 with an OPS of around 700 against lefties, that's great.
That's real good.
But this year, he has backslid to the point where he's 8 for 73 with one home run. He's, like, unplayable against lefties. Of course, that hasn't stopped both of their managers from batting him leadoff against lefties, which makes zero sense. Do you agree with that?
Well, I would, you know, there was a time where I thought he needed to go and do that just because ultimately he's going to face left-handers. And
I'm not saying don't play him. I'm saying don't lead him off against lefties.
Right. I like him in the leadoff spot. Generally, I do. But he has all the talent in the world to be that guy. He could be the Schwarber only better kind of guy because he has the speed to do it. But it's on him to show it, and it's on him to – you know, at least, and first of all, I guess the excuse he used the other day was he wasn't sure there were two outs in the inning.
There was only three batters in the inning.
Yeah,
he
how
was
do you
third
not know
batter.
That? That's equally as bad. You cannot.
He thought there
game
were two
situations,
outs. Yeah.
I mean, whatever it was, he missed. Come on, you can't do that. That goes without saying. We shouldn't have to be sitting here talking about whether or not you know how many outs there are.
I know, but also let's not make him the only guilty one. When the things you're trying to sell are hustle and good fundamental baseball, in that same game, Majinski failed to cover first base. Remember that?
Yeah, there's
Gonzalez
a lot of it.
Got thrown out on the bases. I've talked about Adam Frazier, in recent weeks, unable to lay down a sacrifice bunt until he finally did it the third at bat he was asked in recent games, and all the other stuff that happens with them. Joey Bart not even making it to first base on a ground out in a recent game. So to me, the bigger story is simply O'Neill Cruz's production and what exactly is he going to be?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I mean, that's still the question we're answering, and
that's the problem.
That's why I would not do what you suggest. On the surface, it sounds like a good deal for the team, but we've seen these things backfire on them.
I know.
And
it's the oldest
Jose
story in
Tabata
the book.
Was another. example of somebody they fell in love with and thought he could be, and they gave him a franchise-friendly deal, and then it didn't work out.
But I do hear what Limits is saying. That's why I brought up the topic. There is something to be said for buying low.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that a little more, oh, Limitless Wonder.
Well, I feel like in just the current economic state of baseball, that Brian Reynolds deal, that's not much. You're talking about, what, the end of that contract, 18, 19, 20 million?
Right. They could pay that easily if they wanted to with everybody on free agency. They can go, not 100 million, I'm talking about 15 to 20 million a year for a 1 or 2 year guy.
And think about how it's going to continue to increase and continue to go up, which I do wonder too, Bob. At some point, it has to plateau, right? Like, well, you would think at some point.
But it doesn't seem to be going in that
The year is 2050.
Which is why next year at the end of the year when they have the CBA, I'm wondering what, because Players Association won't want any limitations on how high their contracts can go.
Like, will Tommy Pham's 1 year, $4 million deal this year at some point in like 2050 be 1 year, $15 million? Like, is that the new standard? I wonder. But the fact on Cruz for me, yeah, I'm worried and I'm concerned about what position does this guy play, because center field, there are still lots of lapses in judgment that went away for a time, but seeming like they have returned. I am just banking on the upside that we've seen at the major league level. A lot of it with Tabata and Polanco was what was seen in the minor league level. We've seen Cruz able to do it. Now, I would not offer this deal without some hesitancy. But if you want to try to find an anchor point in your lineup that has been so poor the last 5 years.
If Jeff Passan goes on record and saying he's a $200 million player and O'Neill Cruz's people hear this, would he take that even if you offered it?
I think there's a good chance he would.
I do too.
Because he's an unusual case where he had, I won't say career threatening, but a very traumatic leg injury. So he knows how fast it can all go away. He's also at a low point in his career. If he's guaranteed right now $100 million plus, I'm not saying he would take it, but man, he'd have to be awfully tempted.
Maybe,
I think
maybe so, but his agent would have a lot to say in that as well.
Of course.
And so, I just think it's risky right now. If it's up to me, I'm not doing that right now. There was a time where I probably would have said yes to this, but not now.
This is a disaster, Bob. I mean, this guy's been here, Ben Cherington, 6 years, and has yet to bring the Pirates a hitter. Think about that statement. Please think about that for a moment.
No, I have been, because that's been the one thing that's continued to ail them. Wasted starts. I mean, you could make a case this year that if they had the kind of hitting that you would expect, averaging 4 to 5 runs a game, I don't think that's all that much either, by
Limits,
the way.
Did you steal the golf ball I had here?
No, but it did. I think it's on the floor. Remember it fell whenever you were almost getting electrocuted?
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah. Bob, do you think I'm going to play well today? Do you think it's going to rain?
You had a lightning delay later. You might get one again today. Oh, what happens God if that
sakes.
Happens?
Well, then I have to be at this fan. What's it called? Is there an official
at the
name
Iron
for
Rock
this?
Tap
next
House.
Up.
Yes,
next up on the fan.
I'm judging that tonight with Malzy.
So what are you going to be looking for as a judge?
From the Iron Rock Tap House, 7 to 9 p.m., by the way, in Greensboro.
What are you going to be looking at?
somebody who has strong opinions and delivers them in an entertaining, informative way. I'm looking for uniqueness as well. I'm looking for people. This is what I would tell my students at Waynesburg, Bob. Look at Glenn Close. Do you remember this movie? Is this the one where she becomes the obsessed lover? What was that called? It's a famous Fatal Attraction.
Fatal Attraction, yeah. I don't think this is it, is it?
No.
No.
Here's what I told my students. I would say, how do you people get your news these days? They all say my phone from Twitter, right, or social media. How many different things do you look at per day? A million. And I'd say, well, why do you stay with one? And they would say the obvious. Because it draws me in from the very first word or image. Great. Period. That's the way it's been since the 1800s. In sports writing, whatever form of media has come along, you better draw me in with your lead if you're writing, or with the very first things you say if you're on the radio or on television or on social media, wherever, whatever you're doing, it's essentially a lead and it needs to be good and it needs to make me want to stay. That's what I'm looking for tonight, Bob. If I get bored, If I have to, you know, figure it out, if I have to wait, I'm out. You better grab my attention, and I'm going to wager to say Malzy's immediately by being unique,
so they only
funny,
have 2
entertaining,
minutes?
Controversial, yeah, something. You better get it right away.
and they only have 2 minutes to do this?
Yes.
You better get to it quickly then. You're right. Because if you don't, you're going to run out of time. And that's the worst thing that happened. You haven't made your point yet.
Like trip photographer Chaz Palace says on his answering machine, Bob, when it comes on, time's a-wasting, start explaining. That's what he says.
I think that's a good way to look at it, too.
Do you like that message for an answering machine on a phone?
Yes.
Limits, do you?
Yeah, I think it's unique. It's fascinating.
Are you going to participate tonight in this contest?
Should I go?
I think you should.
What time again? 7 to 9?
And you should say that Barry Bonds doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame because his hair fell out.
Oh, you want me to try out?
Yeah.
Maybe I should try out to see if I should host on Monday when you go for the golf outing, Joe. That?
You and Mackie can have a host off. What?
Did you check on that about his opportunity on Monday?
No, I don't care.
He doesn't care about me, Bob. He cares about if he can just get out of work to go golf.
Exactly. Craig said I can play. After that, I completely abdicate my show responsibilities.
All right, well, I'm going to walk right down to Craig's office right after this segment, and we'll see if maybe I'll host on Monday.
All right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.